So good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Sheila Matano, and I work for a small evaluation consulting firm in Baltimore City, and we're based in Hamden, and we work a lot with nonprofits and foundations in the city. And this morning, I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about one of the programs we work with and how they are trying to reduce the number of frequent flyers using 911 as an alternative to primary care. At this time, I have no relationships to disclose. So just before I get started, a little bit of background information about Baltimore. Baltimore has a population of about 622,000 people. Over half are African American. The median income is around $40,000, and we receive about 235,000 emergency calls annually. The program we work with is Healthcare Access Maryland, and they're a nonprofit agency that was created towards the late 90s. Their mission is to bolster or strengthen the healthcare delivery system in Maryland. So basically what they do is they help residents of Baltimore City, particularly low-income residents, get enrolled in healthcare. They help them navigate the healthcare system. They give them case management services and care coordination. And they also do a lot of public health advocacy work. So the pilot that I'm going to talk about is the Operation CARE pilot, and it is a partnership between Healthcare Access Maryland, the Baltimore City Fire Department, and the local shelters. Basically, they provided case management services and care coordination for the 911 frequent flyers. And again, frequent flyers are just these residents who live in Baltimore City who, instead of going and accessing primary care, usually just call 911 for any problem that they're having so that they can get that free transport and get immediate services in the emergency room. So the goal of this program is try and catch these frequent flyers and reduce the number of calls to 911. The program model is a fairly simple one. One of the key things that we did was, the program did was to partner with Baltimore City Fire Department and the shelters and try and figure out who is calling 911, why are they calling, and can they be referred to HCAM. So every time the Baltimore City Fire Department was called out for a non-emergency call, they took the details of the person who had made that call and they forwarded that information to HCAM. And so HCAM received this information and they tried to locate the client. In most instances, the client was a homeless person or somebody who had mental health issues or substance abuse issues. So it took a lot of time to locate the client. It will take anywhere from a week to 2 months to find some of these clients. And once they were found, the case manager from HCAM would explain what the program was about and try and get them to engage in the program. And as this process went on, try and build trust with the client and help the patient connect to services, as opposed to calling 911 when they needed health care. So as the evaluator for the program, our goals, just looking at the Healthcare Access Maryland Operation CARE pilot, was sort of to assess the target population and their risk factors. We wanted to see what sort of services the clients were receiving, and whether or not these clients, after receiving services from Operation CARE pilot, experienced a reduction in call volume, and whether or not these reductions translated into reduced costs to the Baltimore City Fire Department. So the methods we used, we looked at retrospective data. We looked at the list of clients who were referred to the program in 2012, and we looked at data for 6 months pre-referral and 6 months post-engagement. The data sources that we looked at were the call volumes, all the assessments that the HCAM case managers had done, everything from demographics, healthcare documents. We looked at referral and engagement data, and we also did client interviews with those clients who were engaged in the program for this period. The pilot was fairly small, and HCAM wanted to enroll around 50 clients. So within this 2012 period, they got around 56 referrals, and half of those referrals were received in September to December, which is really when the temperatures drop in Baltimore City. 19 of these clients, if you look at the table to the left, graph to the left, 19 were never found. 13 declined all services. They didn't even want to engage with a case manager. 15 were active and engaged. Three lost contact with their case manager. Three did not agree to services, but they agreed to be monitored. And that just means that every time they called the fire department, we got that information. One passed away before we could even engage them into the program. One was placed in a nursing home prior to engagement, and one was living with out of the confines of Baltimore City. If you look to the right, the main referral sources was the housing shelters that HCAMP had partnered with in Baltimore City and on the Baltimore City Fire Department. So of the 15 engaged clients, the mean age was 53. Eight of them were homeless, and about eight were male and seven were female. 12 had mental health issues, and the most common were anxiety and depression. 12 had some form of health insurance, and 10 had substance abuse issues. Looking at client tracking data, 11 of the clients were engaged for 6 months. Three of the clients passed away during the engagement period towards the fifth month, and our case manager lost contact with one of the clients. So of the three deceased clients, two of them were elderly and in poor health, and one had a severe seizure disorder. And I'll talk about these clients towards the end, because there's a whole conversation about who should be enrolled in the program and how long should they be in the program for operation care to be effective. So just looking at call volume data for the clients who were engaged in operation care in 2012, the pre-referral call volume was higher than the post-engagements, showing that there was some impact of the operation care program. And just looking at the results of the call volume, 13 of the clients actually had lower call totals than were predicted for the post-engagement period. And overall, the clients reached a 58% reduction in call volume. We were looking to get to 70%, but we didn't reach that number. I'm going to talk a little bit about that towards the end. So with regards to client interviews, we interviewed about eight of the clients, and the interviews are about 45 minutes to an hour. And most of the clients said that the program really helped them get more independent. For the clients who were homeless, we were able to get six of them into housing, and two of them have received vouchers, and they're getting into that process of getting their own homes. And a lot of the clients said that they did now use 911 less. They accessed primary care. They were glad that they had a case manager who actually followed through with them, helped them get their appointments, helped them get into the hospitals, followed up with them whether or not when they needed medication, sort of helped them navigate through the healthcare system. So all of the clients we interviewed said that they would recommend these services to other residents in Baltimore City, and that the program actually should be expanded to help other residents in Baltimore. So how did this translate into costs? There was one of the questions that we had was like, how much does it really cost to transport a patient from a site to the emergency room? And research has been done in 2008 with partnership with HCAM and researchers at Johns Hopkins, and they came up with this dollar cost of $762, and that was way back in 2008. So after bringing up this question, there's another research study that's being done currently, and that number will be updated. But since there was not a comparison number, we decided to go with the $762. So the predicted call volume for the period where the clients were engaged in 2012 was 109. The actual calls made were 89, and that's resulted into a $15,000 savings for the Baltimore City Fire Department, which is about $1,000 a person. With regard to cost savings for HCAM directly, we weren't able to do a comprehensive cost-benefit analysis, but we're in the middle of doing that right now, and those results will be released towards the end of the year. So what are the successes for operation care? I think one of them was that the clients were using primary care more often than calling 911 for help. The clients reported that they had improved health overall, and a number of clients also got access to stable housing. So future considerations for Operation CARE as they think about what's going to happen in 2015, how are they going to move forward? One of the questions they're having is, what do we do about the enrollment guidelines? The length of stay in the program is supposed to be around 3 to 6 months. For clients who have, let's say, issues like cancer, or if they have just, they're really sick and we cannot help them through this program, is there a way that we can maybe refer them to other programs that may be able to help them more than Operation CARE can? And with regard to the expansion of services, it takes a really long time for a case manager to build trust with a client to be able to help them access the healthcare system and to convince them to access, let's say, substance abuse treatment services or to go in and get mental health services. So is the cost of engaging with this client, in engaging with clients on a regular basis, will that really translate into a cost savings for HCAM? So we're in the middle of having these conversations with HCAM and the Baltimore City Fire Department, and hopefully in 2015 we'll have streamlined the program model. And that's it. I can take questions or comments if anyone has any.